On Tuesday, PMI data out of the Eurozone and UK came in on the softer side, while PMI data out of the US was better than expected. All of this continues to highlight relative strength in the US economy, which means greater monetary policy divergence between the Federal Reserve and the ECB and BOE. This is a theme we've been seeing in 2023, one which has resulted in yield differentials moving in favor of the US dollar. In recent years, central banks have been on the same page with respect to the pace of policy normalizations, but in 2023, the Fed has continued with its higher-for-longer policy communication, while other central banks have been reconsidering their respective stances. And not only is the US dollar moving higher because of the yield differential advantage, it's also moving higher because of the resulting flight to safety demand given a higher-for-longer policy outlook, which is less investor-friendly. Indeed, geopolitical tension has lightened up a bit into the new week, which has helped risk assets to recover somewhat. But overall, the trend of a higher US dollar and lower stocks remains in play. Key standouts on Wednesday's calendar come from Eurozone money supply, German IFO reads, the Bank of Canada policy decision, US new home sales, and speeches from ECB Lagarde and Fed Chair Powell. That's all for now.